Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh boy, welcome in and happy post-Thanksgiving to you. I really enjoyed spending my Thanksgiving at work. Okay, it wasn't fully sarcastic to say that. I did not dislike it, I guess. So my wife and kids went down to her parents' house because they knew I was going to work, and we understood that, so they got to enjoy it with the family. I stayed home work. I get to do the Tara Show this morning, so it worked out pretty well. And at work, they brought in the Bob Evans Thanksgiving feast. They must have spent like $1,000 on it. I'm exaggerating, but it had to have been a lot of money on Thanksgiving Day to get Bob Evans to cook for you. But they had all the employees there eat, and it was good, so I don't have anything to complain about. I got time and a half. I get a comp day for the future. They fed me Thanksgiving meal, and I thought to myself, if I am ever in a position where I have a little bit of leverage and we're doing some sort of negotiation, like, oh, I really don't want to do that. All right, I'll do it if you get the Bob Evans Thanksgiving meal in for the office. I might have to pull that card sometime in the future. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving as well. We do have the text line up if you wanted to message us at 800-905-0989. I will keep an eye on that. We are live this morning, and I was listening to Joy Hudson. He does a fantastic job, as always. And I was looking at the stories about how Sarah Beckstrom, one of the National Guardsmen that was shot, ended up losing her life. It's so interesting when that story first happened. As a news organization, I was in a newsroom, and I work up in Detroit. So we get the news, and then I believe West Virginia's governor said they both passed, and then they retracted that. Nope, they're both critical condition, and now Sarah has passed. They've been asking the president about this, are you going to attend the funeral? He goes, if they'll have me, basically, yes, if we can arrange for it. Yeah, of course. But there's a lot of things that are going on in the world right now, and this is one of those deals where when it hits home, it hits home. Because you have what we have been laying out as an argument for years, which is unvetted people inside of your country, it's a bad deal. And you could say, oh, he had asylum, and oh, they approved this, and but did they really? Did we go through a process where we're just stamping papers, we're not looking, and we're not vetting? And how are we finding over and over again people coming into the country, hopping on planes? As the president here, I'll play a clip for you. We have videos of this stuff, and they're not even checking. And when we went through COVID, you thought, okay, that would be the time where the left would get it, where we would say, okay, if you're worried about, let's say, people spreading a disease that you want to wear a mask for the rest of your life, some of you, you're worried about this sort of thing, then maybe we should make sure that, hey, the people that are coming into this country aren't the ones spreading it. And where they have less regulations than we do, we'll say, put it that way. This is the liberal argument. So not even then. They said, okay, we got to be sympathetic. No, we're going to let them in. We'll just force everyone else to wear a mask. But you thought even when you could find some common ground, you didn't. And this might be one of those moments where you can find some common ground, which is we can't live forever welcoming in people into our country that are going to take advantage of us in our laws and our generosity and then come in and plot against our servicemen and women and then perpetrate murders against our servicemen and women on our own soil. There has to be a point where you find something in common between the two sides where you both can agree there's got to be something better to prevent this from happening. And I think a lot of people on the right are going to raise their hand and say, how about we vet the people better? You know, like we've been yelling forever. Yesterday, I think it was last night, Donald Trump was talking to some reporters and they were asking about, okay, how are we going to do this? And I think the reporter was trying to allude to the fact that by your own policies, you are racist, you know, one of those type of questions. Listen to how Donald Trump handles this. I thought he did very well. And the question's kind of hard to hear at first, but I'll try to amplify
it. For Afghani's ability to apply for asylum, do you blame all Afghans for this one man's mistake?
No, but we've had a lot of problems with Afghans because they had a lot of them coming in on these planes. Again, I show you this picture. We had a lot of them coming in on these planes that are, look at them. There was no checking. They just poured into the plane. And many of these people are criminals. Many of these people are people that shouldn't be here. And many of them have been gotten out. I mean, we've gotten out a lot of the people that, you know, we've taken a lot of them out of here. But they came in.
Right?
Yeah, I know. This deal story. Many are wonderful. Yeah, I'm sure.
I said many are here legally, though. What should they think in terms of their prospects?
Well, they can't be happy, okay? They can't be happy. Because what's taking place between that, if you look at Somalia, they're taking over Minnesota. And they are, we got a lot of problems with the gangs, with all of the things taking place in Minnesota. We have an incompetent governor, a dope. We have a dope governor. They can't be happy about what's going on.
No, I wouldn't say they are happy. But, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm sure they're all great.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And, you know, the president really trying to dismiss this. Oh, are you going to persecute an entire group of people over the crimes of one? And the president said, no, because, A, we're going to prosecute this person to the fullest extent of the law. They're even talking about the death penalty, and rightfully so. But, two, he says even the people that are here legally should be upset with the ones that are here illegally. And it's a different type of mindset. I want you to think about this. Let's say you are going on a trip for Thanksgiving and you have to book a flight and you show up to the airport and you go through the procedures. You take your shoes off. Well, I don't know if you have to do that anymore. Okay, you put your stuff in, take your belt off. And you put all your electronics in a separate bin, you go through this, and you wait, and you go on your plane, you show them your ticket, you go in, you fly, you land, you get off, you get picked up, you go to your destination, all right? We all know how that goes. Then you add kids into the mix, and it makes things even more complicated. Oh, the kids, stop complaining. It'll be here soon. No, I'm not buying you an $8 drink. a $20 bag of chips at the airport. No, thanks. I'm not doing it. No, we're not going to do this. Oh, you got to go to the bathroom again. Ugh, all right, let's go. Okay, you complicate all of these things. This is the mindset of a rational human being that is going to go through all of this. I want you to think about what some of these people in the country illegally, how they go through this process. They think, how can I get around the law? How can I find a way to take advantage of this? How can I not have to deal with all that? And they look at us as suckers because we're doing things the right way. And they're like, well, you know, well, have you guys just tried doing it illegally? It works for me. It feels like we're being punished in some ways by following the law. When you hear these stories, and Joey Hudson brought it up, and he did so good at breaking down this argument. He's saying, why do we have all of these different truck drivers from other countries? Which, by the way, there's a lot of truck drivers here in the United States that don't get paid enough right now because they keep undercutting each other with this these people that are coming in illegally and taking these jobs for less and less money. And absolutely, they're taking it from people that are certified in our moving cargo safely across the United States. But why is it that they're coming in, they break these laws, they don't have the proper licenses, they don't have the proper certifications, and they do things like try to do an illegal U-turn and kill a family in the, you know, as they're blocking traffic. And then all of a sudden, we're more sympathetic to the group of people that are here illegally than we are to the family that just lost their lives. I think that's an important point that we have to keep in mind. And Sarah Beckstrom is the National Guardsman who lost her life. The other is still fighting for his life. They were just newly sworn in. They didn't deserve this. None of them deserve this. You know, when we come back after the break, by the way, Frank Lutz is on CNN now, and I see his clips, and I'm like, okay, he's the pollster. He does this. I want to play a clip from him because he was talking to CNN about what do illegal aliens and Americans, how do they feel about it? Like, are we just this welcoming, let's put our arms out and hug them all and welcome them in if they're here legally or not? Is that the type of country we want to be? Well, what does the American people think according to polling? We're going to look at that and read some of your text messages. Good morning to you. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.